A good old-fashioned case of work ethic and ingenuity in agriculture. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Apple Annie's became an Arizona institution quite by chance, as we learn from daughter of the founders, Mandy Kirkendall.
Back in the early 80s, my parents had grown up in the Phoenix area, and my dad got transferred to Willcox, Arizona, down in southeastern Arizona, out in the middle of nowhere. They had a lot of property, and a lot of people in the area were growing apples for commercial use. So he got in on it and planted 30 acres of apple trees. However, by the time the apples started producing, the commercial apple industry in southern Arizona had gone out the window. He had all these trees and didn't really know what to do with them. And a family member from Northern California was telling us about how orchards up there grow the apples for people to come out and pick. So they thought they would just open up the orchard and see what happened. That was in 1986, just ran out of our carport. People came out from the surrounding areas. This was a unique concept for Arizona. There's not a lot of apples grown there that you can go pick your own and have a day trip out of it. It grew from there. We added peaches. We added Asian pears, started pressing our own apple cider, developed an apple bread recipe, and started selling to all of the Costcos in Arizona, started making pies, got into what's now Whole Foods Market. I'm selling our pies, and that's really how our name got out there in Arizona.
Also recognized as putting out the best apple pie on the planet. This is David Sparks.